Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
A couple of days ago, I talked about a story, I think it was on Tuesday, a story out of North Carolina about a kid who was suspended from school for using the word alien during English class. Remember, there was an assignment by the teacher,
right.
And the kid said, well, does that mean, you know, illegal alien for green card, or does it mean, like, green guy alien? And I noticed that there was a reference to an interview on WBT Radio in Charlotte, one of the great radio stations across America. And Pete Callender is a host on that particular station. I think the mom was on his show. We're going to find out a little bit more details about this. Thank you so much, Pete, for coming on. How are you?
Glad to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
So what's the story? What happened here at, what is it, Central Davidson High School in Lexington, North Carolina?
Correct. And for folks who aren't aware, sort of in the central part of the state, about an hour or so north of Charlotte, where I am. And this kid, 16 years old, his name is Christian McGee, and he's in class. They're doing like a vocabulary lesson or something, and the teacher throws out a word, part of this assignment, and the word is alien. I have no idea, and I asked his mom, like, what was the point of this vocabulary assignment that would ask this word? And she didn't know, but she said he raises his hand and asks for some guidance and says, well, alien like space or illegal aliens,
right,
who need green cards. And that then set into motion a series of events. First, there was a kid in the class who took umbrage at the mention of the word alien. And apparently this other kid was Hispanic. He threatened to beat up Christian. The teacher calls down one of the administrators. They get taken out into the hallway and, you know, get a talking to, but then they're like, oh no, the kid was like, I was just kidding. I wasn't really going to beat him up. And Christian says, I was just asking a question. So everybody thought that fine, we're going to leave it as it is. Everything's fine. But then later, the Hispanic kid gets called out of the class, goes down and has a one-on-one with another an assistant principal, apparently. And later on at the end of the day, Christian is told he's on a 3-day suspension for violating the school policies, 3-day suspension, non-appealable, because he apparently was disruptive for asking the question.
So, you know, when I always hear these things from afar, I wonder, is there another take on this, or is there another side of the story? Because the 3-day suspension sounds rather harsh here.
Yes. And I asked the mom, I said, is there, you know, any other explanation? What did the teacher say? And she says that the teacher and the principal both agreed that this was done, that it was a settled matter. It was an assistant principal who kind of opened it back up again. I have gotten no updates in the last week. It's all gone quiet, almost like a gotaway with a government issued debit card and a 2032
right,
court date or something. But I haven't heard any kind of update. But the 3-day suspension, because it's not 10 days and by law, that's not appealable. And they're worried that this is now going to, you know, be on his record for a long time. And I am kind of curious, like, what the heck is a vocabulary assignment using the word alien? Like, what is the point of that? And how did you not expect this kind of a discussion to occur? And if simply saying illegal aliens is triggering to somebody and they call that some sort of a racist slur, well, why would you automatically assume that there's a racial connection to that word? It's a legal term, and it could apply to anybody of any race.
Yeah, I think that's a very good question about why that word was even on that test, because it almost sounds like a little bit of a setup. Now, the mom came on your show, right, Peter? And are they getting lawyers involved, or what's the status of that?
Oh, yeah. They've had Harmeet Dillon has reached out to them. She's the one that ran against Ronna McDaniel. She's done a lot of litigation work for conservatives around the country. There are other lawyers that, you know, wrote to me, and I forwarded over to Leah, the mom, and they're lawyering up just because they want to find out, like, what can they do to get this kind of expunged from his record. Now, to your point earlier, it is fair to note here that the school district cannot say anything, right? They're not allowed to come out and be like, hey, no, this is what really happened, or this is, you know, the detail. These are the details. We'll let you know. They can't really say all of that stuff because they're restricted by law. But I am kind of curious, like, where's the other kid in all of this? Why hasn't that kid said anything? How come nobody has gone to that other? Because I don't know the kid's name. So it's not like I can go and call him up. But there are local media. Again, this is like an hour and a half away from us. Why isn't anybody else pursuing that kid, find out who he is, and get him on the record?
Interesting stuff. I love, you know, let me ask this. This is random, but, you know, hearing you describe all this kind of makes me think of this. You know, one of the number one questions I always get as a talk show host is, how much show prep do you do? You get that one, right, Peter?
I do. Right. I do. People ask me that all the time.
Right. Do you answer the way I do, which is not very much, because stories like this just keep coming out of everywhere, don't they?
Well, I say it's a target-rich environment, and that's the problem. Like, what, 20 years ago, I don't know how guys did it back then, 20, 30, 40 years ago, you know, you get one newspaper in town, you got a couple of TV stations to watch, and that's about it. Now it's like drinking from a fire hose, right? And you're at a point where you're trying to, like, pull stuff out so you're not wasting time doing all of these other stories. But my general rule of thumb is 2 hours of prep for every 1 hour on air. And then, of course, I end up at the end of the week with a whole stack of prep that I never use.
Well, let me tell you, as someone who's done this now for a long time, I started in talk in 1992, that the way we used to do it is I honestly used to take a lot more calls. And I don't know about your show, but I don't take a lot of calls anymore. Every once in a while I do. But we, you know, I think about this because I'm made smarter by Google, because back in the day, if something would happen, I couldn't cross-reference it. I couldn't say, you know, I can't remember what happened, but I can sit there on my iPad and look up something and, you know, appear smarter than I even am because of the technology. So there's good things about the way things happen today compared to before. But anyway, Peter, thank you so much for jumping on here this afternoon. I really appreciate it. Hope all is well at WBT in Charlotte.
Thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate it. Keep doing what you're doing.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.